So in English, we're going to speak on Ecclesiastes chapter 12, verse 1. As you're opening to that book, I just want to remind people that today, not just today, but through our life, we see that life is really busy. Nowadays, I'm pretty sure people have heard the phrase, time is money. Everything is moving fast. Everything is quickly. Quick. In this fast-paced life to get fast results. Microwave could heat food in 2 minutes when you have to wait 30 minutes. You could send an email across the world when, probably before it take 3 months plus. So everything is quick and people need fast results. And oftentimes they don't have time to remember the Lord. Sometimes we probably don't have time to come to church because everything is fast. Everything is quick. And so with that little introduction, let's read Ecclesiastes 12, verse 1. Remember now your Creator in the days of your youth, before the difficult days come and the years draw near when you say, I have no pleasure in them. And so what does Solomon mean here when he says, remember? Is it just a simple remembrance of him, a thought here and there? Whenever you're doing something, you all of a sudden remembered him? Or perhaps it's when you're experiencing troubled times, you're having difficult problems, and you need to remembered him. Or maybe when you're full of joy, and then you remembered him. Let's see what David did when he remembered the Lord in Psalm 63, verse 6. He says, when I remember you on my bed, I meditate on you in the night watches. When he remembered the Lord, it's not a simple thought of him, but a meditation on him. Notice that he meditated on him, not meditated of him. He had a direct relationship with the Lord. He knew exactly who he was. And so he meditated on his being. And so David meditated on him. Notice that he meditated through the night watches. He meditated on him through the night. Have you ever thought of anything through the night? Through a whole night? Perhaps you desired something so much, but it's rarely that you would think about it through the night. I cannot think of anything that I would be so joyful about that I would meditate upon it through the night. I would fall asleep probably within the first 5 minutes. And yet, David had such desire to know the Lord, not just to know the Lord, to seek him. The person who knows the Lord, he constantly seeks him. Just as Moses did, show me your glory, because he seeked him all the time. And yet the person who is of the flesh never seeks the Lord. That's pretty interesting if you think about it. A person who should seek the Lord doesn't. But the person who does know the Lord, he seeks him. Because he wants more, because he knows him. And so in order to put an all-nighter with the Lord, in order to go through all night with the Lord, notice what the first verse of Psalm 63 says. On you, O God, you are my God. Early will I seek you. My soul thirsts for you. My flesh longs for you. In a dry and thirsty land where there is no water. He desires the Lord. Early will I seek you. He will wake up early in the morning to seek the Lord. That's a desire. That's what it's saying. He desires the Lord. He thirsts for the Lord. And he longs for the Lord. He longed for the Lord in a dry land more than water. Notice that he longed for the Lord more than he did water. He was in a dry land. And does not say that I longed for water. It says I longed for the Lord. This is a man who truly understood what Christ said. Man shall not live on bread alone, but on every word of God. And so that's what Solomon, inspired by the Holy Spirit, is saying here. That's what he means. Desire, thirst, and long for your Creator. And then we see when you are to desire and long for your Creator. We know what, that's the Lord. What about when? And he says, in the days of your youth. In 1 John chapter 2, verse 14, it says concerning youth. I have written to you, young men, because you are strong in the word. You are strong, and the word of God abides in you, and you have overcome the wicked one. the young believer who is in the Lord has overcome the wicked one. There's a certain strength that we see in believers, in the believer's youth. Who are strong in the Lord in their youth, they have a certain strength there that the scripture speaks of. For instance, Joshua and Caleb, when they were sent out to spy out the land, you remember that? When they came back, they said, let's do it. Let's conquer those people. God is on our side. We can do it. If the Lord is with us, who can be against us? You remember that? And yet, the other people who went with them, they were, no, we can't do it. We're like grasshoppers compared to those giants. And then we see David, who slew Goliath. Goliath, who everyone feared in the land. No one dared to approach him. David, who was but a young man, whom the armor of Saul was dropped when he put it on. When he heard the dirty mouth of Goliath speaking, he decided to challenge him because the Lord was on his side. The arm that swung that rock, it was not his arm. That was the Lord's arm who was inspired. And then we see Daniel and his companions. They were but young men when they were in the Babylonian captivity. Amongst all these people, amongst the fellow Jews, no one dared to stand up. We see in the instance of Joshua and Caleb, in the instance of David and Daniel, that in that congregation, no one dared to stand up except for these young men. Spurgeon says of these young men, It is good for young believers to begin with a firm hold upon those great fundamental doctrines which the Lord has taught in His Word. It is good for beginners in their youth to strong with solid biblical teaching, with solid doctrine. And that's why I'm very thankful for this church. As the psalmist says in Psalm 119, verse 99, I have more understanding than all my teachers, for your testimonies are my meditations. When a person is strong and rooted in Scripture, he has more understanding than many of his instructors. There are people probably in Grace sitting at the pews who have more knowledge than many pastors who rely on psychology. And so that we have covered who we are to seek, who we are to remember, that's God, when in our youth, why? Why are we to seek the Lord? Why are we to remember the Lord? The main reason for that is that God may be glorified. Everything is done for His glory. God has brought you here for His glory, that He may be glorified. In verse 13 of Ecclesiastes 12, we see, fear God and keep His commandments, for this is man's all. That is the whole purpose for man, is to fear God and keep His commandments. Are we really to fear God and tremble as the demons do? Or when we read the Bible, are we to just tremble? To a certain extent, yes. Whenever the Lord did appear to any person, they trembled. John, he fell on his face like a dead man. And that was the one whom Jesus loved. J.I. Packard puts it well when he says, the unbeliever, when he comes across fear God, he is to fear the great white throne, the judgment and eternal death. That's what he is to fear. And when the believer reads the fear of the Lord, he has a different fear. He enters into a reverence fear. When we see the fear of the Lord, it talks about worship. That's what it's talking about worship. That's what the main idea is. In Hebrews 12, verses 28 and 29, it says, therefore, since we are receiving a kingdom that cannot be shaken, let us be thankful and so worship God acceptably with reverence and awe, for God is a consuming fire. It's talking about fear God, for God is a consuming fire. And yet, Deuteronomy also has a very good definition of this in chapter 10, verse 12. And now, Israel, what does the Lord your God require of you but the fear of the Lord your God, to walk in all His ways and to love Him, to serve the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul. Again, it says, fear the Lord and love Him. It doesn't say, fear the Lord and run away from Him, but love Him. For this is the ultimate answer for that why. But For those who aren't that spiritual, who don't understand these spiritual truths, who maybe are weak also in their faith, the answer that Solomon gives, difficult days will come and the years will draw near when you will say, I have no pleasure in them. Trouble will come. That's what the Bible says, that trouble will come. You will face death. Will you be ready for that? And the strength of the believer is the Lord, and the Lord is in him. When difficult days come, he is comforted by the Comforter, the promised Holy Spirit. That is why in hymns, the early church believers, when they were burned alive at the stake, torn to pieces by lions, skinned alive, persecuted, that is why they sang in hymns before that. Can anybody else do that? That is the power of the Lord. That is the love of God. That is the fear, reverence for the Lord. But the unbeliever is void and empty of this comfort. He doesn't have this comfort. And so when death comes, he has no comforter. And so he dies weeping because he knows where it is that he's going. And so the conclusion to this is, when you are still young, seek the Lord. If you don't have that desire, pray and plead that God may grant you a repentant heart. Our years are short, life is but a vapor, and dust we will return. And I have a great burden on my heart that on Thursdays when I come here to seek the Lord desperately, that only roughly 12 people show up on Thursdays. Is that really how many people desire, know the Lord? Is that really how many people crave? I see all these people here, and yet only 12 people show up. That has been a burden on my heart for many days. Every time I come here, I just can't believe how so many people fill the church, and yet no one comes. Our dear elders are slowly passing away, as one brother has already gone. And yet the youth are dying off even faster. In Hosea chapter 4, verse 6, it says, my people are destroyed for a lack of knowledge. Because they have rejected it, they have rejected knowledge. And I am saddened that when church services happen, people are texting on their phone. They have rejected knowledge. Some are sitting in the kitchens, eating, drinking. When church is going on here, the word of God is being preached. From the churches where I come, there's very little biblical doctrine. It's all about the love of God, nothing about the wrath of God. That's a consuming fire. And so think about the things that we do. Seek the Lord while you are still young, that you may glorify him, because he is worthy of all praise. Amen.